Shalom and welcome back to the second hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. By now, you know there was a major glitch last week where the second hour was not uploaded properly, and there's all sorts of issues, but thank God it was straightened out. And this week, I'm making up for that glitch. The second hour will be featuring Pinchas Feigenblum, and of course, other Chazonim, Tzvi Weiss, and some of the cantors of the past series. So let's get right to the Chazonis, and I'm sure that you will enjoy this. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com.
Oh!
This is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you back to another hour of Jewish soul music. This hour, of course, is dedicated to Chazanis. We just heard a cantor. This was Pinchas Feigenblum. Pinchas Feigenblum. I was in touch with Jeffrey Schisler, a noted rabbi, and cantor, educator, and composer in the United Kingdom. He has a wonderful website of his own, and he did a great bio of Pinchas. And in a letter that he sent to me a little while back, Jeffrey Schisler said of Pinchas Feigenblum, "I knew him well and can say with confidence that he was one of the finest chazanim ever to occupy a pulpit in the United Kingdom. He was the main soloist in the London Jewish Male Voice Choir when it was under the direction of its founder, Martin White. This was one of the greatest Jewish choirs of all time." Wow. "Certainly in this country, and would have been easily held its own with any Jewish choir anywhere in the world. You can imagine that to be its chief soloist, you have had to be something special, and cantor Feigenblum was." Well, what accolades. That certainly is a very strong comment about Pinchas Feigenblum. Again, he was born in 1909 in Warsaw. He died in 1984. He held many different posts throughout the UK. It would take me a half an hour to mention them all. But let's get to the Chazanis. The next selection will be cantor Pinchas Feigenblum with Ki Lekach Tov. No, with Kale Mole. Okay.
Amen.
We're listening to Pinchas Feigenbaum and the London Jewish Male Choir. Our next selection will be Hineni. Okay. Next, we'll hear Pinchas Feigenblum with Ribono Shel Olam.
Yisro'u me'ezo'amos. farti, che so farti io.
This album came out in 1975, I guess it's 44 years ago, and I just want to briefly read some of the liner notes. Fagenblum was born in Warsaw since the age of three. He has sung in synagogues under famous kazanim and choir masters, and he first became a kazan in 1935, so he was 26 years old, in Brussels. Since his arrival in England in 1938, he has held positions in London, Leeds, and Newcastle. He has appeared on Welsh television, BBC radio, and has participated in countless concerts with the London Jewish Male Choir as its cantorial soloist. At present, when this was being published in 1975, he was at Cricklewood Synagogue, Walm Lane, London. The success of Chazen Fagenblum consists of his brilliant tenor voice, beautiful mezzo voce. His audiences are moved by his honest approach to his vocation, his warmth and sincerity to the words and music at all times. Okay, it's a wonderful picture that you have of cantor Pinchas Fagenblum. Let's go to Uvechein Yiskadesh.
Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha V'al Yerushalayim Yirecha
V'al Zion Mishkan Kodecho V'al Zion Mishkan Kodecho
Oh,
Pincus, yes, Feigenblum, concluding with Kadosh Ator.
No, 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 no
Wow. Can you imagine having a choir like that? Oh, it's a dream, isn't it? Well, maybe someday here in the United States we'll be able to have a choir of that quality. I know there are some very fine choirs around, but you need a real commitment, and I haven't really found anything. Well, the Hamptons Choir is the closest to what I'm dreaming of. They're terrific, but that's 6 or 8 men. These are 30 men, 35 men. There's a certain sound that comes with a choir of that size. In any event, let's go to Zvi Weiss, and this is a classic, a Kehilat HaKodesh. This is a Malofsky composition.
Rachamim shoychen meroymim berachamov atzumim uifkoit berachamim machasidim vayeshorim yahavatimim kehilu isakoidesh Shemosru nafshom Kehilo isa koidesh Shemosru nafshom Shemosru nafshom Al kedushos Bechayeyem uvemoisom Elohni ferodu Bechayeyem uvemoisom Elohni ferodu Oh, bechayeyem uvemoisom Elohni ferodu Lo boy ni ferro Mini shori me kalu mi aro yo is goveru La so is rzo in koi non ve khifet tsuro Mini shori me kalu mi aro yo is goveru La so is rezo in a coin no Toivo, le toivo, שיור צדיק יוי אלוהם מי שיור צדיק יוי אלוהם יזכרי לטוי בו מי שיור צדיק
Is that beautiful? Yeah. Svi Weiss. One more with Svi. This is Modim.
Adui Shem Elokeinu
Vesholoi
Vehamideinu Leo me voe zur khaye nu mo Atou le doer votoi, le doer votoi noi de lecho, le doer votoi noi de lecho. Unisaper tei שבכל יום ימונו ויעליף לאו יסכו ותואב יסכו בכל יום אימנו והל נפלא הוא יסכו ותאהב הוא יסכו שבכל ליס ערב ובויקר Alice Shabbat Shalom.
The outstanding chazan at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim. It's Charlie Byrne, I'm hoping that you're enjoying this program so far. Had a little mix-up there at the beginning, and that happens, you know. This is, what can I tell you? Showbiz. Okay. In the Synagogue with the Great Cantors series, this came out a few years back. And I guess 1973 was that 27, 37, 46 years ago, Yakov produced about a dozen albums of Chazanim from the period of 1905 to 1928. Generally, I collect these old records, the old 78s, and very often you just come across a name. Can't associate with anything. It's just one album that one record that was recorded, two sides, around 1910, 15, 1920. And we try to find information about these cantors, but it's very, very hard in coming. The next two selections will be by Joseph Basser, Basser, over 100 years ago. This is Habane Yakir Lee.
Oh,
Aben Yakir Lee, Joseph Besser, Na Aritzachar, Na Aritzachar. Sitting here listening to these recordings, and I'm just marveling. 100 years ago, actually, this last piece by Berela Wolf, I have a little history of Bernard Wolf. I believe that Berela and Bernard are the same. This is a 1911 recording, 108 years ago. I can't tell you how incredible it feels to hear these voices from the past and over 100 years ago. So we'll conclude with Kol Nidre, the cantor Berela Wolf, that's W-O-L-F-F.
Oh!
1911 recording 108 years ago. It's Charlie Bernhardt. Hoping that you found these 2 hours of interest. There is a Records of Rejects coming up, number 7, album 7 for the third hour. A little bit of feedback. I'm always open to your suggestions, and you know, if I have it, I'll try to play it. Okay? CBJMusic@AOL.com. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Thanks for joining with me. And again, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Yeah, remember, word of mouth is the best forms of advertising. Thank you.